Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Oh, everyone, welcome.
This conference is being recorded.
Blog Talk Radio. We are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Italy, China, New Mexico, Argentina, Brazil, China, United States, all 50 states, plus all the other provinces. We are being heard literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. We'd like to take a moment and introduce to you the man God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruit International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. The man whom God has chosen for such a time as this and given a brand new spiritual awakening where there's a shift in Christendom and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now, 13th International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And God bless all of you on the prayer line, on the blog line tonight. This is Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson, and I'm glad to have all of you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. This is a wonderful night designed to give God praise. I am convinced that God created us to praise Him. Amen. And that's what we're about to do, praise the Lord. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. This blog line is based on giving God 1,000 thank yous. All those who believe that He deserves it or deserves it, why don't you stay on the line and help us? Those who don't think that God deserves it, then you can just leave the line because we'll pray. We determine to give God praise. Amen. I'm reminded what happened when I went there to the hospital. My mother was in the hospital, and people were around her bedside looking like they were vultures waiting for her to die. And I just remember what Jesus did. Jesus put them all out. And that's what I did that day. I told them, get out. All of y'all, get out. And when I got them all out, and faith was in the room, and I was in the room with faith. Anybody that faith, I ask them to stay. I'm right there by my mother's bedside. And that's when God really healed her body. after we put all those unbelievers and people who were there just to find fault and try to find out what they can say against us and against her. We put them out. And when we put them out, that's when the anointing came in the room. Oh, my God. It was so ultra awesome. God raised up and healed her body. But all the unbelievers we put out. God bless you. Believe on the line. Amen. Every person who believes in God can do exceeding abundantly above all we ask and think. That is the foundation for miracles. Amen. When you find people and surround you with people who believe. Amen. Jesus didn't only want to pray for anybody who didn't believe. Amen. Those folks who were naysayers, who were on the line, who were around Jesus just to find fault with them. That's the enemy. That's the devil. Amen. But those who were there to believe in Jesus, wow, it was such an energizing situation. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. We are going to pray in just a moment, but what I want to do is find folks who believe in the Lord, who want God to touch them and fix your situation and heal you. God has done so many things. He's healed cancer, head cancer, stomach cancer, all kinds of cancer in the brain, cancer, cervical cancer, and kidney, and all kind of cancers, prostate cancer, everywhere that strikes out, God has healed it. So we're waiting to hear a prayer request. Whatever you need, you may need a financial blessing. God can turn that around too. But whatever it is, would you not be ashamed and just let us know what you want from the Lord, and we'll try our best to petition him for you. Amen. All right, the line is open to you. If you have a prayer request, let's put Dr. Betty on there.
This is Ambassador Frierson from Michigan. I would like to request prayer for my mother, Missionary Frierson, for Apostle Adams, and for Dr. Stern, and for Pastor Gary Stern and their family. Thank you.
All right, Mother Frierson, Mother Eura. All right. And then that's about 3 or 4. Why don't we stop? And plus we got Dr. Betty and my grandchildren. Why don't we stop there and take that prayer list and, oh, my God, get prayer for them. Ambassador, let me see. What about, Sister Sheila Brown, I want you to pray tonight. And Ambassador Hendricks, I want you to pray. And how about Sister Joyce? I want you to pray. All right, the line's open to y'all. Come on, come on.
Most gracious Father God, I come to you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, first of all, just to say thank you, Lord God, for getting us through this day. Lord God, thank you for keeping our hearts and minds regulated. Lord God, thank you for you being an all-powerful God. Thank you that you kept us healthy. Thank you, Lord God, that you kept us strong. Thank you, Lord God, that you took us in and out of our homes, God. And thank you that we were blessed going in. And thank you, God, we're blessed coming out and going in, Lord. I praise you for that. I take none of it lightly, God, that you have brought us to this point tonight, Lord God. Father God, we come to you, Lord God, with the prayer request, Lord God. Mother, you are Frierson, Lord God. You brought her, she was in the hospital, Father, and you brought her out the hospital, Lord God, on the prayers of the saints. And, Lord God, I say thank you for what you've done for her, God. I say thank you that you brought her a mighty long ways, Lord, because she's trusting and leaning and dependent on you by faith, Father God. I just say thank you for it, Lord God. And would you please bless the son that was in that car accident this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. But, Lord God, most of all, would you please keep Mother Ewan's heart built up, Lord God. She's been through a lot, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we just bind that devil to come and hinder her, Lord God. I thank you for what you've done for her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I just pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would close that back door on the enemy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, the chief ambassador and his family and Lady Dr. Daddy, Lord God, and all the grandchildren, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and the children in the in-laws. Father God, we thank you for our first family, Lord God. We praise you for the man of God, Lord God, the man you gave this vision to, Lord God, who worked hard in the vineyard for you, God. And I thank you that he has not gave up and he will not give up. I praise you for it. I thank you for the lady that you chose for him in life, Lord God, Lady Dr. Betty. I praise you for her. I thank you for her soft, kind, beautiful, meek spirit. I thank you for the way she treated me when I came to Amazing Grace, Lord God. She was just genuine and original. So, Lord, I thank and praise you for what you have done for her, Lord God. Would you please continue to give her all the desires of her heart? Thank you that she's coming for the ministry, Lord God, by faith, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I just ask special blessings, Father, on her and her household, Father God, on Chief and Ambassador in his household, Lord God, and everybody that's connected to him, Father God. And Bria, Lord God, I don't know exactly where she is, Father God, but you know exactly where she is, Lord God, because you are her creator, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I just thank you for healing her body, Lord God. I thank you for the divine healing, Lord God, that she will receive, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that she's hanging in there, Lord God. I thank you in the name of Jesus for the strength you've given her, Lord God, to hang in there. I thank you for the bravery that you've given her, Lord God. And most of all, I thank you for you. I thank you that she's saved, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I also thank you for the raising that she was given to her and the training, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I praise you for the whole family, Lord God, and all the grandbabies I was able to see on Sunday, Lord God, all the little people, as Chief Bernard called them. Just bless them, Lord God. Father, would you bless Amazing Grace from the front door to the back door in the mighty name of Jesus? Would you give Pastor Chief Bernard all the desires of his heart concerning Amazing Grace? Every crook, every crevice, everything, every desire, all of it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I will not forget the new Amazing Grace that's in my spirit, Lord God, the new Amazing Grace. And I just thank you again for the brand new Amazing Grace, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I just ask that you would bless my friend Chief Bernard with the new Amazing Grace, Lord God, for all his laboring, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I just ask special favor. I ask blessings and miracles from on high, Lord God. Miraculous, 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 divine, 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 divine favor, Lord God. Divine, divine, in the name of Jesus, where Amazing Grace is concerned, Lord God. Father God, I didn't write any other prayer requests, Lord God. But, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you honestly and sincerely, Lord God, asking that you would please honor those prayer requests in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just thank you for everyone that spoke out asking for prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We know you're the only one that can fix it. We know you're the only one to heal. You're the only one, Lord God, that can deliver in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we just thank you in advance for Father God, for the prayer request. We thank you that you have brought us all this far by faith, Lord God, leaning to you. We're on this line, Lord God, because we know it's a lifeline, Lord God, and we know that our prayers will be answered, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for all the saints that's in agreement with the prayers, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I ask, Father, that you would bless every soul in the name of Jesus that's on this line tonight, Lord God. Far and two, all across the world, Lord God. You know where everybody is that's on the phone. Father God, I ask that you would bless all of us on this phone individually, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And would you please, Lord God, continue to bless us collectively, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, would you please bless the mother of the nations, Lord God, while she's going through a bereavement, her and her husband, Dr. Gary Stein, Father, in the name of Jesus. Would you please bless them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for bringing them this far, Father. And would you please bless Bishop Hagen and his wife, Julie Hagen, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the miracle turnaround, Lord God. We thank you for the praise report. Before we knew it, he was out preaching it. They said he was hollering and jumping. That sounds to me like a man who's been healed. Father, in the name of Jesus, would you please continue to keep that back door closed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for Latanya Williams, Lord. We thank you for Jennifer, Lord God. We thank you for Sister Christy. Lord God, we thank you for Sister Pauline Hendricks, Wazin Cobbs, Mother Woods, Sister Johnson, Sister Fryer, Sister Coleman, Sister Hall, Sister Long, Lord God, the Gordons or the Jordans. You know who I'm talking about, Lord God. Brother James, in the name of Jesus. Brother Lonnie, in the name of Jesus. And all the others, Lord God. You know them one by one, Father. We just ask special blessings over this line and everyone that's on the line, Lord God. And would you let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven in regards to this line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we invite the Holy Ghost to come in and to lead, to guide, and direct, and to counsel us, Lord God, and lead us to your throne of grace and mercy, Father God. And, Lord God, I just thank and praise you for all things, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask these blessings. And once again, we thank you in advance, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God.
Beautiful, beautiful. Someone else pray tonight.
Amen. Thank you. Ambassador Hendricks, praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord, with hummus in our fight, giving you praise and thanksgiving. How you watched over us last night. Woke us up early this morning, yet the blood running warm in our veins, active our limbs. And oh, God, we thank you tonight for our chief ambassador. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God for the vision that you gave him. And it's just a privilege and honor, Lord, to just be in on this line. Thank you, Lord, for Dr. Daddy. Amen. We ask you, Lord, oh, my God, to continue to give her the eyes of her heart real. We thank you for her, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to keep your head to protect her around us. Wherever she is, glory to God, Lamitra and Raphael and all the grandchildren. Oh, God, bless them in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we ask you, Lord, to forgive us of anything and everything that we may have said or done that this wasn't quite pleasing to you. We ask you to forgive us, Lord, because we know that you are a forgiving God. And we ask you to saturate this line tonight with your anointing. Glory to God. Lord God, we thank you, hallelujah, for Ambassador Fry to your mother. Glory be to God. Your word said in Hebrew, you are not easily forget the labor of love. And, oh, God, you know how she labored. Oh, my God, and you know how she loved people. So we ask you, Lord, that whatever is going on with her, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to come to her rescue, bless her, give her strength. Glory be to God. Touch in her body and heal her body in the mighty name of Jesus. Be with Dr. Stern, oh, God, and Gary Stern, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for grace and mercy because we know that your grace will be there to take them through in the hour of their need. So, God, we give you the praises. We thank you, Lord, for everybody on this blog line tonight. Dr. Hagen, Dr. Bishop Hagen, Dr. Julie Hagen, and everybody, we give God praises because some need one thing and some need another, but you know all about it. And we give you praises, and we thank you right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus over all these prayer requests, and we thank you for it, and it is so in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, you, Chief. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead. Another prayer, go ahead.
Amen. This is Ambassador Frierson. Can I pray for people with unspoken prayer requests?
Go ahead.
Dear God, we thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you, oh God, for waking us up on today. We thank you, oh God, for just being in our midst. We thank you, oh God, for the prayer line. We thank you for each and every home that's represented. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you. We praise you. We honor you on tonight. Oh God, we're lifting up unspoken prayer requests before you, oh God. Lord, we're not going to call names. We're not going to even mention what the requests are. But, Lord, you know our hearts. You look on everybody's hearts. You know our mind. You know our thoughts are far off, oh God. Lord, we ask you to grant every unspoken prayer request, Lord. Grant it according to your will and according to your purpose that you want us to do, the things that you want us to do. Lord, help us to line up with your word. Lord, help us to be in alignment with your word, oh God, and grant each and every request according to your will. These blessings we ask in your name. Amen.
Amen. Anyone else? Sister Joyce, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this day, God. We ask you, God, to look on your people. Look on your people everywhere, God. Lord, you know us one by one, name by name. You know our needs. And we're asking you, Lord, to fix it. Fix conditions in the home. Fix conditions in the finances. Fix conditions in our, heal us in our health problems, God. Lord, I ask one other name that stands out before me. Lord, I ask you to look on Elder Owens, God, in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, Lord, to do what you're doing in him. Continue to heal him, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on our first family, Lord. Dr. Johnson, God, and his family. Lord, we just ask you to do what needs to be done in all of our lives because you're the one that's able to do it all. And Lord, we thank you for all the prayers being sent up, and I'm asking you in your son, Jesus' name, just to fix it. Fix it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, if we add to these prayers that have been prayed magnificently. Look, oh Mother, you are fire. God raised her back up stronger than ever. In the name of Jesus. Look on Apostle Adam. Meet every unspoken request there, Lord. In a bountiful, bountiful way. Look on the Sterns, Lord. Dr. Christian, Dr. Gary. You know what they're facing. And we know that you're going to be there. Because we've already requested that you be there. Oh, Jesus Christ. And this is a petition that we have from you, Lord, that you would bless them bountifully. And you know what to say and help Pastor Gary as he preaches an ongoing service.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. It's a great, great, great service.
Yes.
Go in and God. Thank you, Lord God. Just in the name of, we do give you glory and give you praise for everything that you've done. And we praise you now, Lord, for everything that you're going to do.
Yes.
And for everything that you're doing right now.
Thank you.
Oh God. Oh. Let there be no derision in the name of Jesus. And let there be no antithetical thoughts, God, to come against them and try to come against anything that the family has agreed on in Jesus' name. Oh, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Let the spirit of unity be there. And the blessings of the Holy Ghost be there in Jesus' name. Thank you for the blessings of the Lord that make it rich, oh God, and that added no sorrow with it in Jesus' name. Blessing with everything they need And God, protect their home while they're away. And protect their family while they're away. And God, when they return, let everything be great. All right. In Jesus' name. Look on Dr. Benny. You know, her blessings like she's never seen in 2016. So comfort her with your glory. I bind the enemy that comes to bind her. The tongue that shall rise against you in judgment. Condemn it, God. And God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper.
Yes, Lord.
The tongue that rise in judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, bless. Bless the home, Lord. Bless the children. Bless those who are around these precious people. And they will receive nothing because they're around. Bless them with great health. Bless them with great strength. Bless them when they walk. Bless them when they talk. Bless their eyes to see better. Their ears to hear better. Oh God, bless them with great mentality. And with better vision. Oh God, change them and give them more opportunities. Give them a new day and a new blessing. And in the name of Jesus, and we'll be careful to give you the glory. And all the praise shall be mine. In Jesus' name, amen. And I'm asking all of us, let's go to praise God right now. We'll try to be better another night, but let's thank him to about 11. I'm sorry. To about 9.
Yeah.
Amen. God bless you. Come on.
Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Tell us who you are, where you're from. Give us that praise report. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you. Who can tell it?
Thank you, Jesus.
And then who can tell it? Come on, saints. Don't let
Saints.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Ambassador Hendrix, 912 Aries. Lord, I just want to thank the Lord for what took place this morning. On the line this morning, glory to God. I thank God for Ambassador Pfeiffer and Dr. Phil. Amen. Oh, God, that word, that prayer, amen. And I just feast off and on all day long. So I thank God for the morning. Thank God for the youth line on tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you.
Beautiful. Yes. All right, anybody else? I should be thanking for what he did in Amazing Grace on Sunday. I had my assistant pastor preach, and that was the right thing to do. We had just come out of our anniversary, and all of our associate ministers and Elder Owens preached every Sunday, four Sundays, and our assistant pastor felt, amen. I didn't want him to feel slighted. So I asked him if he preached Sunday, and he did a wonderful job. I haven't preached now at Amazing Grace for about a month. But when I preach this Sunday, that'll be a month and a half. And I'm so, oh my God, glad to be able to share the word of God. I want to be able to share this word with you all that I plan to preach Sunday too. I want to talk about something that will help all of us. And when I do on Friday, if the Lord says the same, please don't miss Friday. I know we've got our special guest on Thursday, but don't miss Friday because it comes to help you. It's a word sent by the Lord. I want to talk about how to make it through this financial storm. I hope y'all don't miss it. I really do. I really hope you don't miss this. Friday, I'm talking about how to make it through this financial storm. Amen. So I hope you hear what I have to say. It will bless your heart and bless your mind. Help you make it through this financial storm. May God bless you. Anybody else want to give a praise report? The line's open to you. Please jump in there and give you a praise report. Amen. Anybody else? Have I given y'all ample opportunity? I tried to. Amen. I'm just going
to
take a few minutes.
Thank the Lord.
I got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. And you got all kind of problems in your body. I still got a feeling that everything's going to be all right.
Thank you.
You have sickness of any kind. I got a feeling that God is going to work it out all right. What about in trouble? You got to go to court. You've heard so many testimonies on here about how God works it out in court. Amen. I talked about how you need to come back and say thank you. Don't be like the 10 lepers, the 9 lepers that left. Come back and say thank you, Lord. God delivered you out of a court situation. You want to be able to come back and say thank you. God delivered you from a sickle cell or something like that situation. And he healed your body, you ought to have a thank you and a praise for him. He healed you of all kinds of diseases, including something affecting your kidneys or affecting your liver. You ought to take time to say thank you to him for what he's done. Amen. This is a different kind of setting, a prayer line. You have the opportunity to give him praise and adoration for what he's already done for you. Why don't somebody in the name of Jesus on the front line who has a praise for him right now, go ahead and give him your praise right now. Anybody? Has he blessed you? Has he healed you? Has he helped you? Has he brought you? Taught you? Has he lifted you? Do you see storm and rain? Just before I go, I'm going to ask you one more time. Anybody have a praise report? Amen. Give him praise for what he did. Anyone? All right. All right. God bless you. Don't want to send me, don't want to push you. To give him a thank you. And to give him a thank you and a praise. What a wonderful night, how we went on and thanked God so many times. I'm sure people from other nations were thanking God already. Amen. Thanking him about 20 minutes. Thank you, Lord. Well, God is good. And his face can shine upon you through all trials, tribulation. God bless you. Y'all have a wonderful night. Amen. It's going to be all right.
Chief.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Sister Stokes. I'm calling to let you know the other family member passed about an hour ago. You know, I was telling you about the family of nine got burned up.
Uh-huh.
And it was one, you know, trying to strive for his life, and they lost him this evening. So
wow,
I just ask everyone, just be praying for this family. And also be praying for me. I'm feeling a little down with a cold. It just got me real bad. But I know God going to deliver me from this. Y'all, I love you, and I thank the Lord for being able to get on the prayer line.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yes.
All right. Lord, we pray for this family that had that fire, and now they've got burned up, I believe. And one was left, and now he's gone on in. But your will be done. Thank you for what you've done for them. Bless the family, Lord, as they go through this terrible break. Look on them. In the name of God. Wonderful peace within. Fix it for them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, fix it. And bless them, Lord. I rebuke that depression and let them make it through the storm. Thank you for it.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh, God. We pray for anybody else we should have prayed for and forgotten. But you remember them, Lord. Bring them along and let them be all right. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And now thank you, Lord, for all things. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. Amen, amen. God bless all of you on the blog line tonight. Lord, I've gotten so sleepy here. I'm just transparent, trying to let you know what I'm feeling. But God is still in the blessing business. Take this anointing that was on this prayer line, this blog line. Pray for your loved ones and see that God heal them. We gave him 1,000 thank yous already and around the world, over 3 billion. For all these nations, 195 different nations. Over 3 billion praises went up. And yours were part of them. Thank God for you. That's a reason to praise him. Let's go out with the Holy Ghost we have. Brother Johnson, I know you're up in heaven, but come on now. Come on, come on. Get up. You ain't got no walker no more. You got 2 good legs. Walk with us. Come on, y'all, get up. Move those arms and legs. Bless the Lord. Jesus Christ. Watch him, Brother Johnson. Don't you be doing that backwards crisscross. Oh, my God. No, no, no. Just keep on praising. Amen. I just see you shouting. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Have y'all gotten up? Have y'all got y'all's rehab in? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Why don't you get your rehab in tonight? You know you want to rehab them in this rehab time of service. You go there and go there and let everybody else rehab you. Let the Lord rehab you in the name of Jesus. It's going to be all right. I don't care what you're going through. God's blessing you now. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let's go a little while longer.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Bless y'all. Oh, my God. The Holy Ghost rehab is better than every other kind of rehab. If you just get in him, something like a miracle will happen to you. All right? I'm going to let y'all go tonight. Don't get some rest. I'm going to get some sleep myself. Mm-hmm. Lord bless you and keep you. Anybody else have something to say before I go? All right. God bless all of y'all. Have a beautiful night. I'm out.
Good night, everybody. Amen. Love everybody.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Has the Holy Ghost, we have helped anybody on the line here?
Amen.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
All right. All right.
Yes.
I know it's helped me, too.
Yes.
Wow. It's something to move in the Lord. Put your confidence in him. He'll help you better than anybody else. So get in the Holy Ghost we have. I'm just asking you and giving you some good advice. And you'll be well. Amen. All right, have a wonderful night. God bless you. We love you.
Goodbye.